This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The president has a big climate change speech today to get specific on what to do about rising global temperatures. As it happens, there's a new warning from a global insurance trade group. The Geneva Association says warming oceans will make some places on what we thought of as dry land essentially uninsurable. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
The Geneva Association's report says parts of the UK and Florida coast are so vulnerable to potential storms, they're becoming virtually uninsurable. Scott Bernhardt is the president of Planalytics, a company that studies the economic impact of weather.
Statistically speaking, there's no way to make money, is really what it comes down to. There's certainly a lot of areas that insurance companies certainly like to avoid if they can.
But just because insurers are backing away doesn't mean homeowners are, says Bernhardt.
Unfortunately, people not only stay, they build in those areas still.
Which means the government has to step in. In the case of Florida, that state-backed insurer, Citizens Property Insurance, it holds more than a million policies in the state. Bernhardt expects we'll see government-backed programs like that cropping up in other states. According to a report from a United Nations panel, the sea level has risen about 20 centimeters in the last 100 years. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.